first, in terms of the timeframe, is it still 2030? The answer is yes. And we have had some new additions to the project in terms of requirements that DOE wants to add some environmental reviews and everything. But what we are doing is trying to work cooperatively with DOE so that we minimize any impact we have on the schedule overall. So we are still on target for the 2030. And has the NRC permit been granted? And if not, what's the time frame? So we have not submitted our application yet. Our licensing process requires us to submit two separate submissions. The first one will be for the permit to construct the plant. And we plan to have that roughly a year from now in next spring. And we'll submit that to the NRC. They will review that, ask us questions, and we anticipate that we would get that granted in 2026, I believe, is the answer for that. But then, is that right? Yeah, that's right. And then we also have to submit an operating license application, and that we will submit later on after we get our construction permit granted, and that we will be telling the NRC how we would get the plant operated, and so that's another effort. We can't load fuel into the plant or obviously run up to power without that license in hand as well. But we have been having a really good relationship working with the NRC. We've actually trained the NRC staff, and we've and you have multiple meetings with them a week. And so far so good. We have our head of regulatory affairs here, George Wilson, and he's been in just about every position within the NRC leadership. So we kind of have a good team who knows what to expect. So I think we're on a good path on licensing.
Okay.